Every 4 years, this nation holds the inauguration of the President of the United States. However, few people know that just minutes before that ceremony takes place, another inauguration is held in Norton, Kansas. The story of that ceremony and the man it honors is this edition of the American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. It all began at the First State Bank of Norton, Kansas.
Bill Rouse was former owner and president of the bank. He plugged in 54 years of service at this institution, and he came up with the idea to try to bring a tourist attraction to Norton.
Bill Rouse began that attraction in 1965. A tribute to the man who ran for president but lost. Today, Leanne Shear oversees those portraits that hang in the mezzanine of the bank lobby.
He started collecting the portraits from the Library of Congress. On the back of each picture or photograph, there is a Library of Congress stamp. So they were collected from the Library of Congress.
Dole, Dukakis, Gore, Kerry, McCain, they are just some of the more recent names to be enshrined here. A blank space awaits the next to lose the race for the White House.
We have had our inauguration into the gallery the same day, 30 minutes prior to the president taking the oath of office. So on Inauguration Day, we will be inducting our newest loser.
Leanne says people are always welcome to stop by during bank hours and see the gallery. You can also view information about the They Also Ran gallery online. She says some may think it was done to be a joke, but it's actually a unique tribute to some great leaders.
Mr. Rouse truly thought very highly of these men. They are the fabric of our nation. Even if they didn't get to serve in the highest office there is, they surely put in their life work towards making our country what it is. So it's definitely not something to be made fun of. We are the only one of its kind in the country.
It's a one-of-a-kind tribute to men who fell just short of the highest office in the land. Traveling the countryside in Norton, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.